My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
I don't want to spend the whole afternoon talking about this because there are other things, especially the Guardians, I want to get to. Especially when we talk to Omar Vizquel coming up at 1 o'clock.
That'll be good.
This story feels like it's a day, day late and a dollar short for the Browns or any other athletic facility. Maybe, I don't know, maybe it would work for another athletic facility. I'll just read the headline straight from yesterday's Cleveland.com. Long-awaited Burke Lakefront Airport studies show closure is possible and economically advantageous, according to the mayor. Okay. And so that's the whole thing. Well, how many times did we hear before, well, if the Browns are going to build a new stadium, why wouldn't they put it at Burke? And by the way, if they were going to take Burke and get rid of Burke, what I've always been told is, or what I've been told about it, at least this issue, is that it would probably take 15 years to close that airport anyway before they could actually really get something done.
Why would it take 15 years?
That's what I was told.
Because you have to have flight alternatives and
stuff
like that.
Yeah, and so you'd clearly have to extend the runway. I would believe that, if you're going to keep it in the car, you got to be close to Hopkins. At least this is how it was explained to me. The information I have may not be 100%, but I believe the person that told me that because you need an alternative for Hopkins in case of emergency, right? And so right now, Burke can handle it, and it's tight, but Burke can handle a 747 if it had to land there, right? The president lands there. So, now I think about it, most of the time I've seen video of the president landing at Hopkins.
The commissioner landed there. Go with the commissioner.
Yeah, and the commissioner took off. I remember watching last year. I watched that plane just fly right out of there. So, Burke obviously can handle that, which probably means they would have to extend the runway at Cuyahoga, right? And so that they would be able to handle that in case of an emergency, which I don't know if the folks that play Airport Greens really want to hear that because they love that course. It's a small little... good guy course. I love that course. But, so you look at that, and then you ask yourself, okay, should they build a stadium there instead at Burke Lakefront rather than where they are now? And, you think about it, it's landfill. You're trying to tell me that the earth underneath there would be able to handle a stadium? We're already talking about the earth underneath the current stadium that's having issues with it. Andy. So you're trying to tell me that would be the same thing? I hear people say, well, let's try to keep the stadium downtown and put it at Burke. I just don't see it. And the other thing that it is it wouldn't take care of the traffic issues you have trying to get to it on game day like we have right now.
That would be terrible, wouldn't it?
It'd be the same thing.
I think. Wouldn't it be worse?
I don't know. They'd have to build new exits. They'd have to do. I can't. And then imagine how much it would cost. Like, I gotta believe it would cost more to build that at Burke than it would at Burke Park.
I would think this. Do we want to develop the lakefront?
I don't know. We've been asking that for 50-plus years in my life.
Exactly. I mean, you know, it's been a decades-long, we're going to develop the lakefront. Get rid of the airport if you're going to develop the lakefront. Get rid of the stadium. Develop the lakefront. You're not going to develop the lakefront if there's a stadium sitting at Burke. I don't think you're going to develop, unless it's a domed facility that you can bring people to all the time. Otherwise, we all know the deal. You don't use an open-air stadium on the lake very often for football. It just doesn't happen.
Right.
So what are we going to do here? Are we looking for a new home for the football team, or are we looking to develop the lakefront? Because I think they're two separate questions. If you're looking for a new home for the football team, it shouldn't be on the lakefront. And if you're looking to develop the lakefront, you're not going to do it with a stadium sitting there. Unless it's a dome facility with a lot of other stuff, like the kind of city that they plan to build in Brook Park if that plan goes through.
According to that story, too, Cleveland would have to pay back upwards of $10 million to the state and Fed, among other costs, and then they'd have to win the difficult approval of the FAA or Congress to try to make that happen. This is all from yesterday's story that was in Cleveland.com. I don't know. How'd they do it in Chicago? How did Chicago get rid of their downtown stadium?
The downtown airport? Kicked over a lamp and set everything on fire.
I don't know. Somehow or another, in Chicago, they were able to do this. And what you see in Chicago is, now I think that, I don't know, there's a little bit of a difference there, because they have all of that Miracle Mile, is Michigan, right? Where all that shopping is that leads you to the end. And when you get to the end of it, you have this magnificent park that's right on the lakefront where there's constant activity. There's a beach there. There's constantly people exercising out there. They're enjoying the sun. And I don't know, maybe they just get more sunny days in Chicago because their lake is to the east and ours is to the north. I don't know.
I think that's actually accurate, Andy.
So, and then they've got Navy Pier and they've got other things there. Although every time I've been to Navy Pier, it hasn't been too packed. So, but for whatever that's worth, even if we had something like that, I mean, we do. We have the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You know, you've got the Science Center there. Mm-hmm. Like, you can see the potential when you go down there, right? Like, I see the potential that's there. I just have to eliminate the stadium from my eyes. I have to eliminate Burke Lakefront. You know, what are they going to do with it? How are they going to do it? That's fine. Develop the lakefront if that's what you're going to do. But these conversations about trying to move the stadium over there, to me, just seem too late. I feel like everything's in motion, and that it's just a matter of time before we finally, because the Browns have to make a decision verbally here at some point to say to everybody, hey, we're done.
Well, the lease is up when? 2028,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it'd be like,
so, I mean, you got to figure it out soon enough.
Thank you, Cleveland. I got to believe the city of Cleveland understands that. Like, they get it. Like, if I'm Mayor Bibb, I've got the opportunity to develop the lakefront, and I don't think anyone's going to look any differently at the mayor and say, you know what? Hey, you lost the Browns to Brook Park, which, by the way, I can see if I want to open my eyes at that land that used to belong to the city of Cleveland, right? I would have no ill will towards the mayor or feel anything bad about the mayor or even city. I'd be like, hey, they're finally taking a step forward and trying to build downtown Cleveland. Again, I would be super concerned if they lost the Guardians. I'd be super concerned if the Cavaliers didn't play in downtown Cleveland. Those dates for those businesses downtown are gigantic. We're talking about 15, and now we've had a couple good concerts down at the stadium over the last year. So now maybe we're talking about 17 dates at a stadium. It doesn't make any sense to put billions into that stadium when, if you just figure out a way to get it done in Brook Park, to build something we can use year-round. The whole thing just sounds logical to me to do that. If they're going to take care of Burke, take care of Burke, take care of the stadium, push that thing in the lake, make another natural barrier, make another reef out of it.
Let's fish.
Although somebody was telling me, one of the contractors that worked on that was trying to tell me that, you know, we sit and talk about how they took the old stadium and they pushed it in the lake to create this nature preserve for
this
fish.
Reef.
Yeah. Right. I think they put it in the wrong spot. Like, this guy was trying to explain to me that they one of the guys that did demolition on it said the Army Corps of Engineers came back in and said, wrong spot. So,
oops.
I mean, like, what, the bricks are in the wrong place? The lake's the lake. I mean, and I mean, by the way, if you're going to have a mistake, make sure no one can see it. So if you're no one knows.
If you're a walleye, what are you doing? You complaining about the parking? We're not going over there. It's too tough to get in and out of there. Access is terrible.
There's nowhere for them to tailgate.
No, we're not going over there. Look at the urinals. They're troughs.
Do the fish bark under the sea when they're in there? I don't know. I just feel like we've been talking about this for our entire life. And I just, I feel like...
You know why, Andy?
The fact that the story...
You know why, Andy?
Go ahead.
We have.
I know. But the fact that, you know, that they have the research back now on what city officials think is the right move for Burke, and it's to get rid of it, kind of makes sense to me. And the whole thing, this to me makes sense. Like, okay, there's government at work actually making sound decisions.
Maybe.
Decisions that make sense. At least to me, they do.
You know, you don't want to get rid of the airport if you're not going to do something with it. Might as well have the airport if you're not going to do something
with
it.
Well, that I agree with. But I mean, I see that as a tremendous waste and a gigantic opportunity. And it sounds to me like the report that they went out and did their study agrees with that and sees the opportunity that the city has. And I just don't see it. Now, I don't know. Maybe you put a soccer stadium there. And I said this to you this morning. You know, we've had races there. If you weren't going to convert it into like housing and stuff like that, how about putting some kind of NASCAR track there? I don't know. I'm just throwing it out.
I thought you're trying to develop the lakefront.
I am trying. Maybe we develop it around
around guys from Charlotte.
Well, let's see. We got college racing here. Make it happen, Matt. Make it happen.
Wouldn't you use a racetrack fewer times than you use a stadium?
No. You could have races every weekend. You going to tell me you wouldn't have people filling that place up?
That's true.
Yeah.
That's
I'm already true. Using it more than we've used the stadium. And I did it in one sentence.
Nice job.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Not too shabby. I don't know. Jeff, I was a little surprised by Isaac Okoro's deal. This happened, you know, when this happened? Over the weekend, Sunday? Is that what happened?
Yeah.
So, you know.
We didn't hit on it yesterday.
He ends up signing a 3-year, $38 million deal to stay with the Cavaliers. So, just first of all, your initial reaction and what should fans think of that?
I don't mean to be disrespectful on this one. My reaction was truly this. Man, is it good to be 6'5", young and athletic?
No kidding.
I mean, Isaac is a tremendous athlete. and he's a pretty decent NBA player. You know, and if you want to say that he's any more than a decent NBA player, go ahead. I'll disagree with you. I think he's decent. NBA teams need decent NBA players. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. But, man, the NBA is such a league, Andy, that decent guys, because there are only, 450, 480 guys, 5'10", something like that, in the entire world who are good enough to play in the NBA. It's the most elite, I think, team league of the big ones in our country that we follow. If you're good enough to make it, congratulations, man. Because you don't have to be an all-star. You don't have to be absolutely top of the heap. You don't have to be Donovan Mitchell. You don't have to be LeBron, Jordan. You don't have to be those guys. You can be Isaac Okoro and never average 10 points a game and get $13 million a year. Congratulations. And in complete sincerity, I mean that. But and I know Isaac is a good defender. And I don't think he's Gary Payton, but he's a good defender. And yes, his three-point shooting is up. Volnick was all excited. His three-point shooting was up last year. Okay, great.
So he's good for three a game?
Well, if your three-point shooting is really good, you're averaging 18 points a game.
Right.
He averaged 9 this last year, and the year before he averaged 6 points a game. This is nothing against Isaac. He's a nice guy, and he's a really good athlete. And I think he's an okay basketball player at the professional level. And so as an okay basketball player in the NBA today, and this isn't about the Cavs overpaying Isaac, this is the going rate. I mean, he's making $13 million a year for being pretty good. Good for him. Really good for him.
I wonder if his role will change at all with a new coach. Maybe something different? I'm just asking.
I'm curious. With Kenny Atkinson, we'll see a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, JB stressed defense. JB Bickerstaff stressed defense. Kenny Atkinson's more of an offensive-minded coach. You got a spot for Isaac Okoro in that rotation? Who's not a dynamic offensive player? I mean, Isaac's...
I don't know, spot him up for D when you need good D?
He tied his career high in assists at 1.9. His career average for rebounds, under 3. So he's not rebounding real well. He doesn't pass the ball real well. His three-point shooting is okay. And his defense is good. In today's NBA, Andy, that's $13 million a year.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Good for him.
I mean, you want to look at it and say, okay, he's getting overpaid on this, but I don't know.
He's not.
No, not at all. But that's what the NBA is right now.
But other teams weren't banging down the door to sign him because he lasted this long with the Cavs. Doesn't mean there weren't offers and sign and trade possibilities and everything else. I'm sure there was conversation. And, he's a solid NBA player, but good for him. That's truly good for him. Congratulations.
Jim is in Cleveland. Hi, Jim.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, Jim.
With Isaac Okoro, it's just what you guys just touched on, defense. And I think he reminds me sort of of Bruce Bowen shooting the corner three and plays decent defense. I'm not going to say he's that good, but yes, and his athleticism. Now, let's go to, if I got 1 second, on the Browns real quick. Defense is going to keep us in 12 to 13 games this year, way more than what they should do on any other defense this year. Our offense has to show up. Deshaun Watson, all you'll ever get out of him is the glimpses. He has it. He's never knew how to tap into it and keep it fully. He has everything he needs around him, even with Ford in the backfield. Our offense first game, Deshaun Watson, Stefanski, both was to blame for that game. This game, Deshaun looked better, but you're not going to get a whole lot better until maybe this week because we're playing the Giants. But outside of that, guys, you're seeing what you're going to get out of Watson. With that, have a blessed day.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Probably right. All right, let's talk a little bit more about money, too, here, because I have another money story for you. How about Tennessee? Not only did they just crush our alma mater.
University of Tennessee?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, they just crushed our alma mater over the weekend. Do we feel embarrassment over that? No.
No.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Do not.
Tennessee is now adding a 10% talent fee to ticket prices to raise money to give to players.
Talent fee.
Talent fee.
What's talent fee, Andy?
The talent that you're watching?
Wait a minute. So when you buy a ticket, you're going to be paying the players?
Yes.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Serious?
No. I'm just reading the story from On3. And Tennessee is preparing for a world in which schools pay athletes directly by charging fans a talent fee to pass along to the players. Tennessee Athletic Director Danny White told On3 that his school will implement a plan to add a 10% surcharge to all season and single game ticket sales. I can't tell if this is just football only. If a settlement is approved, schools would be allowed to pay. Oh, that's, we're talking about this NCAA settlement. Schools would be allowed to pay about $22 million a year to athletes beginning in the 25-26 season. While estimates that the new roster caps will be included in the settlement, it would also raise the number of athletic scholarships available. The actual cost is closer to $30 million a year. Tennessee is hoping to recoup about $10 million through the surcharge. Wow. It's football tickets, which will come in the addition to football ticket prices, increase averaging 4.5% across all seats. I'm sure. I wonder if the kids have to pay for their tickets there. I'm sure they do. At the big schools, you
so
do.
So students are going to have to pay an extra 10% so that their fellow students can get cash?
Yeah, they're going to pay their fellow students.
Great, because, you know, college tuitions are so reasonable right now.
Well, they're giving out more scholarships now, though, too. So there'll be more.
That's great.
More, I'm sure.
That's great.
I doubt they're going to anybody but athletes, but, yeah, I agree with you. Knowing any hike in ticket prices would produce consternation, White and his team decided the best way to handle this one was to explain which part of the new money will be earmarked for players. So they were trying to figure that out. And just they're coming straight out and telling you, we're adding 10%, this 10% talent fee, to ticket prices to raise money to give players.
Wow.
I mean, I can only imagine what Ohio State's going to do. Some of the concessions at Ohio State are through the roof. Like, if you want to buy an alcoholic beverage at Ohio Stadium...
Really?
Yeah, like I want to say margaritas are like
20?
25 or 26 bucks.
Are you 20. Serious?
Yeah, dead serious. Because I was there for a country concert, and that's how much they were. And I was like, wow.
Wow, wow, wow.
I mean, they're not alone for those concerts. I mean, you've seen what prices are for concerts here, too, especially Blossom. They're through the roof, too. You look at them, you're like, I got to take out a loan if I want to mix drink out here. Is this right? I mean,
unsweetened iced tea with a lemon, Andy.
Well, you may
if
have
they
to
don't have a lemon, well, do without.
Well, what they'll do is they'll put the sugar in and they'll charge you to take the sugar out. That way you'll have to pay more for your unsweetened.
There's a sugar extraction fee.
Is this just another step in the right direction or the wrong direction?
It's a wrong direction. The thing of it is, Andy, you're running a professional sports league under the cloak of being a college institution. And there's nothing wrong with another level of professional sports, which is what college football has become. I mean, it was before, but now it's even more so. But again, I've had two kids recently graduate from college, and I have another one in college now.
Congratulations to your checkbook, by the way.
Yeah, that's – well, Andy, that's the thing is that, you know, it's – You've got this whole thing going over here, this pro sports thing, mm-hmm. and you've got families paying through the nose for the opportunity to send a kid to college, and it's to me it just is out of whack. You know, back off on the athletics and, you know, lower tuition
or have schools
that makes sense, but it's not happening.
Or have schools that are totally based in high level competitive athletics and just let them exist. And then have the other ones where the universities are providing the facilities, and right. It's basically club. I mean,
right.
I think at the end of the day, this is just going to strengthen universities that want to educate first, and if you want to play athletics, then you play club athletics. Mm-hmm. And by the way, you got to pay to play on a lot of those club teams.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think it's going to rip college athletics into different sessions, right? Like, I still think NCAA and the way things they do things in Division II and Division III work. I don't think there's
I think it works great.
Yeah, I think, But it's Division One, and that's really what we're looking at. We're looking at, you know, the big-time schools.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.